Good morning, Seedbed Nation. This is the Wake Up Call. We are so delighted to be here today. This is Tim and Julie Tennant. And today, of course, is a Sunday. And Sunday is always a feast day, a day of celebration in the life of the church, because Sunday is the day of resurrection. And this psalm is about resurrection. Even during the season of Lent, which is 40 days of fasting in the life of the church, we never count Sundays because Sunday is always, whether it be Lent or Epiphany, any part of the church year, it's a day of celebrating the resurrection. We are the awakened ones. We have been awakened by the gospel. And of course, we find in Psalm 30, surprisingly, that this psalm was used by the Jewish people when they rededicated the temple after it was been destroyed. The temple represented for them the place of security and solidity, and it had been destroyed, and God raised it up again. And this, of course, is the great theme of this psalm, that Christ has lifted us from the pit of death and brought us into his resurrected life. And that's what we celebrate every Sunday. So Julie will begin by reading for us Psalm 30.
Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was dismayed. And to you I cry, O Lord. To the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
This is a psalm of David expressing thanksgiving for God's deliverance. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths, or out of the pit, verse 1. He praises the Lord because his prayers have been heard and he has been healed. The surprise of the psalm comes in verse 3, when David says, quote, O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit, end quote. David was speaking metaphorically, since in his many battles he must have had several close encounters with death, but had not yet descended into the grave. However, the deeper voice of the psalm is that of Christ himself. He cried to God for rescue, and God heard him and brought him up from the grave. This is the great message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which this psalm prefigures and which every Sunday celebrates in the life of the church. The women were weeping on Friday and yet found the joy of resurrection on Easter Sunday, a joy that had never been felt before. As the psalm declares, weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Verse 5. One of the defining identity markers for Christians is that we are resurrection people. This means that we understand that God always has the last word. Praise the Lord. Whatever difficulty you may now be facing, we know that in Christ, he has turned your wailing into dancing. He has removed your sackcloth and clothed you with joy, verse 11. Even during Lent, as we said, the church refuses to fast on Sunday because Sunday is the day of resurrection. Even in our darkest hours, we are still the people of the risen Lord. No circumstance in your life that you're facing this morning can change the great fact that the tomb is empty and Jesus Christ is alive. Let that be the reorientation of your life this day. Whatever you're facing, remember, the tomb is empty. His victory is now our victory, and so we can give him thanks forever. Thanks be to God. Well, Julie, Amen. Let's sing it, shall we?
Yeah, we're going to sing a tune. We need to sing a tune that has joy and life in it. And Forest Green is an English folk tune. You may know it to the hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. But it is a very joyful tune, and that's the tune that we'll use for this psalm. So Psalm 30 to the tune of Forest Green. I will exalt you, Lord my God, for you have lifted me out of the depths and did not let my foes gloat over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you, for help and healing came. You brought me up from grave and pit and spared me from great shame. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his, and praise his holy name. His anger lasts a moment, but his favor will remain. For weeping may remain all night, and heavy sorrow born. But with the dawn returns the light, rejoicing comes with morn. When I felt safe, I boldly said, I'll never shaken be. O Lord, you made my hill stand firm when you showed grace to me. But when you hid your face from me, I surely was dismayed. To you I called, Lord, to the Lord my cry for mercy made. What gain is there if I'm destroyed and go down to the pit? Will dust praise you? Will faithfulness of God be told by it? Hear me, O Lord, and be my help. Be merciful to me. O Lord, my God, I cry to you, my helper, please now be. You turned my mourning into dance, my feet with dance employed. My sackcloth you removed, and then you clothed me with great joy. That my heart may sing praise to you, and never silent be. O Lord my God, I'll give you thanks and praise eternally. Amen. I will exalt you, Lord our God, for you have lifted us.
And
you,
Lord,
have lifted us from the pit.
And we pray that the Lord will bring your anger and your weeping and turn it into his rejoicing and dancing. Now, if you feel the face of God hidden from you, may this day his face be revealed to you, and may you be clothed with his joy.
Yes, and this promise, mourning may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Two mornings there. Sadness may last for the night, but joy comes with the morning. There's always a morning on the horizon.
God bless you all. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.